Snap Judgment Stephanie Fu. She spoke to singer-songwriter Sean Hayes. You may know him for his song Powerful Stuff.
Powerful, 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 powerful. Powerful, powerful.
But Sean's story does not start with his music. It starts with a book that was given to him as a present.
And inside the book, there was a bunch of different stories. And one of the stories was taken from a radio program called Tossing Away the Keys, which was about men who had been serving death row sentences in Angola prison. A lot of the men are afraid they're going to be forgotten in jail. They had interviewed several of these men. The one that stuck out was named Maurice Bickham, who had been in Angola prison, I think, for 40-some years, and 14 of those years was on death row in solitary confinement. Here is the tape from Tossing Away the Keys.
My name is Maurice Bickham. My number is 75251, and I'm 72 years old. I've been in prison since 1958. 31 years later, and I'm still locked up. My crime is murder.
In 1958, he had been in a fight with his girlfriend, and the police showed up. And he got into an argument with them, and supposedly they were Dragon Clan's members. They said they were going to come back and get him later that night to kill him. And he went home, and then later that night, they did show up. They shot at him, and he got shot, and he shot both of those police officers. He was a black man living in a white neighborhood, and of course nobody came forward to witness what they had saw in his neighborhood. So he was put on trial and sentenced to death and spent 14 years in solitary confinement before the death penalty was abolished in Louisiana. So then he served out life without parole. One of the things that he talked about in the story was tending these rose bushes and how they gave him hope and extra meaning serving his sentence.
Come over here, I want to introduce you to the beautiful rose bush on the whole yard. This is one here, it's my favorite. I named it after my wife, Ernestine. It's a beautiful pink rose, and somewhere or another I keep it trimmed and uniform up until I call it my beauty. I know it sounds funny, but these are my company keepers. I enjoy these bushes. See, if it wasn't for these bushes, I wouldn't have nothing to do. So these bushes have come to be close, very close to me.
What really stuck out to me was this man who had such dignity in his voice and his outlook, even though he had spent all these years in prison and really had no hope of getting out. He still did have hope, and he's just, he didn't have any blame in his voice for his situation. And so it stuck with me, and I wrote a song called Rosebush Inside, and in the song I just wanted to remind myself to be grateful for what I have. Just kind of an everyday little mantra to sing to yourself sometimes when you're waiting in traffic and getting angry about silly things.
He was wrongly accused, 40 years and still survived. Don't you know, not for a moment, no. You think the world owes you, she don't owe you a thing.
I wanted people to know about his story, and that's why beside the title I put Maurice Bickham, but then one of the letters in his name on the record had got misspelled. So then I reblogged about it after I put the record out, just to let people know and point people towards his story. I never did write him. I thought about it, but, you know, in the back of my head I was thinking he probably already had passed away. And then it wasn't until years after that that I got a little strange email. And I opened it and said, "Dear Mr. Hayes, I was listening to your song, Rosebush, which was from me when I was in Angola, and it's my great desire to visit your performance at the rickshaw stop in January 2009.
If it was possible, it would be a pleasure for you to make it available for me and my family and friends to come and see you perform and meet you in person. Thank you and God bless you. My name is Maurice Bickle. God bless America. Home sweet home, I'm glad to be in it."
Maurice had survived 37 years in prison, and always retained this faith that he would get out.
I had strong hopes of getting out. I locked up on a Saturday morning. Monday night, I said, Lord, I'm in trouble. I want to know what I'm going to get out of it. Honey, I don't know why I was in a dream or vision or what, but my grandmother come back to put in my bed and talk with me just like I'm talking with you.
A vision of family members that had passed came and said he would make it through this.
So Mama said, go, do help others all you can. I said, I'm going to start right now, and that's what I did. Doing everything I could to help others, and I kept my record straight.
I think the straight record is actually what saved him. The producer who made the radio piece, David Isay, started a campaign to free Maurice. So a judge commuted his sentence to 37.5 years on good behavior, miraculously.
My lawyer says to me, Bickham, you stay in 37 years. What you gonna be when you get out? Just a plain old Bickham up and down the street. I got out on January 10, 1996. I never will forget that day. That was the happiest day of my life. Oh, it was one Wednesday morning. It was kind of amazing. And the warden, when we walked to the front gate, he said to me, Bickham, what you thinking about? I'm thinking about them 7 times y'all give me a death sentence at 12:01. I said, now tonight at 12:01, I'm signing myself out. He shook my hand and said, have good luck. I said, that's all I can have. And I walked out, kneeled the ground, picked up some of that dirt, kissed it, put it back there. And here I am today. My being locked up was a wonderful experience and a blessing to me. And people said, what? How could it be a blessing? Well, I like fast cars. And if I'd have been out, I'd love to wrap one around a telegram post or a bridge or something, been dead. You know, God checked me, put me in a place and took care of me. Out now. And anybody drive a little old speed limit, I don't want to ride with them. Being free is being able to make your own decisions. You have to bear your own burden that comes out of your own decision.
Now Maurice is 95, and his dignity and his joy for life to find me and to come out and go to a rock and roll show late at night and show up. He's just living so much more fully than so many people who are 20 even, with no anger, even though he's been through something none of us could imagine. He showed up to the show in a limousine with his friend, and they were both dressed full on. The nines came in, got to meet him and talk to him for a while. He was mystified at where I heard the story, and he wondered if I'd maybe spent time in prison with him. I played the song, you know, right away. I wanted to introduce it. It was such a strange story to try to tell an audience full of people. People are understanding this in a much bigger way.
There's a man doing time, keeping the rose bush alive. He was wrongly accused, 40 years and still survived.
There's a man. Oh boy, it was beautiful. Everybody was dancing. Well, he had some songs that I really loved. But the one by the road bush, it kind of brought back memories, you know? It made me feel that the thing that I longed for had come to be reality. Like when I'd be sitting on that bush, hoping that I'd be out someday. Now I'm out and feel good to know that somebody still remembers me.
And now the responsibility and the understanding of how stories work is more being revealed to me. You can't help but change the story by telling a story. You actually become part of a story. So it's a strange responsibility to be aware of.
Don't you know you got all the sunshine for a moment, oh. You got all the sunshine to think the world owes you. You got all the sunshine, they don't owe you a thing. You got all the sunshine.
thank you so much to David Isay, the founder of StoryCorps. He produced Tossing Away the Keys, and we thank him for letting us use his tape on our show. Thanks as well to Sean Hayes. He made all the music in this piece. And finally, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Maurice Bickham, for sharing your story with Snap.
Snap judgment. That it's good. It's good sometimes to think a matter over before you make decision. I don't make no swift decision no more. I say like this: if it's too important to rest overnight on, well, I don't know how much to do with it, you know.
All right, Maurice, we will definitely take that into consideration.